Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
We are fabulous, as always.
We're always fabulous.
We always are. I said that. I said as always. Anyway, I have a very, very cool question for you. Actually, it's not so cool. Somebody came to me and said, my husband controls everything. He controls the money. He controls everything.
There's something wrong with that?
Yes, mister. How would she proceed if he's the controlling factor, the controlling person?
So those are the people that we're very good at helping those people.
Okay.
We work with our clients extensively to prepare them to exit a marriage. We help them develop an exit strategy, and we help them plan how to put money aside. We have techniques that we counsel our clients to use to find money.
He gives her a certain amount of, he gives her an allowance and for groceries.
And I've had cases exactly like that. And we teach people how to use those resources in a different way. We teach them how to get credit and how to get information before they're ready to even say to their spouse, I'm leaving you. Right? Long before they say to their spouse, I'm leaving you, we want to meet them. We want to help them and teach them how to prepare themselves to deal with that controlling spouse. So if they're also controlling in terrible ways, hostile ways, we have ways that we work with people to make them safe and to teach them how to remain safe when they're ready to broach the subject of divorce. We also develop plans like what happens if things go crazy and all you know what breaks loose when you say I want a divorce. What do you do?
And so basically if he says to her, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to threaten, you know, basically
yeah,
he's threatening her life.
That's a serious, of course, serious issue. Mm-hmm. Those people need special treatment, and we are very experienced domestic violence attorneys. That is part of what matrimonial law includes, divorce and family law. I've tried dozens and dozens of domestic violence cases, and those people that are afraid of their spouse because they're violent, we need to pay special attention to them. They also need special treatment from other professionals, domestic violence counselors. They also need other resources to be made available to them if they have to leave the home suddenly, with their children or without their children.
Well, but that's the thing. If they have children, I'm sorry.
No, this is really fascinating.
Yeah, if they have children, how do they get out with the kids and get away?
We plan an exit strategy for them in cooperation with their domestic violence counselor. You know, it amounts to having a plan. They pack a bag, they hide the bags. They prepare things for the children, they hide those things. They try to divert some resources so that they have a little bit of money or maybe some credit or a credit card. And then they leave the home and they go into a shelter, which is the shelters, the domestic violence shelters in New Jersey and elsewhere are hidden. They are not, nobody knows where they are. So abusers can't find you when you go there. There's short-term shelters, there's long-term shelters. There's one in Hunterdon County, you can live in the shelter, the short-term shelter, and then there's a long-term shelter. You can live there with your children. You live in community with other victims, but they have facilities for children. So that's how they would do it.
That is amazing information. I never even heard of that.
Unfortunately, it happens all the time.
Yeah, unless they can, even if they have family they could go to, the difficulty with going to family is that your abuser knows where the family is.
Right.
I mean, if it's that serious and somebody's threatening to really hurt you or kill you, you don't want to go to a place where they know. So you'd want to go into a shelter until you can extricate yourself permanently from the situation.
Well, I'm
if someone threatens to kill you, isn't that under the terrorist, terrorist?
But then you also have to prove it.
They call that terroristic threats. So yeah, those things are really hard to prove.
They are, okay.
But we have some ways. Voice activated micro recorders is one way.
A friend of mine got out of jail that way.
Yeah, you put it in a pocket and it doesn't come on until you start talking. And you have to get it recorded.
Oh, wow. All righty. Roseanne, please give your phone number so people can call you.
It's 908-284-6005.
And if you're in any type of abusive relationship, please, please give Roseanne a call today.
You'll be glad you did.